singer Marina Sati was largely unknown in Greece until last year. She's now got the country's hit song of the summer. It's called Mandisa, which means seer or prophet in Greek. It's a love song with a girl power chorus and the wail of a Balkan bagpipe. And as Joanna Kakissis tells us from Athens, it's become an anthem for young Greeks searching for hope in their economically ravaged country.
The singer Marina Sati says she had to figure herself out early in life. Her father, a doctor, is from Sudan, so she grew up biracial in a largely homogenous Greece.
I was afraid that I would stick out because I'm a little darker in the skin. And, you know, sometimes I remember myself being shy, and I didn't want my dad, for example, to come up and pick me up from the school.
But as she grew up, she came to see her heritage as a kind of treasure to explore, which she did while studying at the Berklee School of Music in Boston.
I started discovering folk music and Greek music and Arabic music while I was in the States.
She incorporated that music into jazz compositions, jamming with friends. One night last year, after dinner at her apartment, they recorded a cover of a Greek folk song and uploaded it onto YouTube. It went viral. So this summer, Sati offered an original song. She wrote the music and a friend wrote the lyrics. She called the song Mandisa.
You know, the whole song is about a fortune teller, basically. To me, yeah, it is a love song, but I like the fact that it doesn't focus on the human pain. It's not so... Δεν είναι τόσο προσωποκεντρικό, ας πούμε.
This song is not about being self-absorbed or self-pitying, she says, switching to Greek. The chorus is about taking charge, about spreading your wings and flying through winds and storms to find what you need. Mandisa was released along with a YouTube video featuring Sati and a posse of girlfriends in casual jeans and jumpsuits dancing, flash mob style, down Athinas, a street in central Athens.
It's one of my favorite streets. There are people from Pakistan and Arabs who live there and work there. There's like a market or a bazaar.
The video received more than 5 million views on YouTube in just a week. Fans made tribute videos. A male comedian in drag even filmed a parody of it. Mandisa is the song of the summer in Greece, the most downloaded, always on the radio. And it's especially resonated with the young, who face a grim future as the Greek economy has yet to recover from the debt crisis and austerity. I met a lot of these young Greeks at a concert Marina Sati held at a park in Athens.
There are so many miserable people my age, and that's so bad.
That's Melina Chronopoulou, a 21-year-old university student.
Greek songs usually talk about being hurt and being like in love, but in a really negative way, and suffering, and there is no hope anywhere.
Mandisa, she says, is full of hope. And tonight, that's what this crowd is craving. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Athens.